Despite a flood of opposition, the government is going to force councils to get on board with their three waters reform. The proposal has been about 4 years in the making and aims to dramatically improve drinking, storm and wastewater with the creation of four large water entities across the country. The government says the status quo was not acceptable and it intends to proceed at pace. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
The government's been making the pitch for three waters reforms, but most councils aren't buying it. Local Government Minister Nanaia Mahuta continues to make the case.
Boiled water notices for drinking water affects approximately 40,000 households. Beaches are closed due to wastewater discharge. People are getting sick, approximately 34,000 per year, because of drinking water.
The fatal Havelock North water contamination put real momentum under water reforms, and now a new model is on the table. Local water assets would be transferred to four regional entities under collective ownership. Up until now, it had been an opt-in model, but now council participation will be mandated through legislation.
This is an all-in approach that will require legislation. And it will require every council to be a part of a quantum shift in the way that water services are delivered.
Christchurch Mayor Leanne Dalzell accepts the need for reform, but argues this is not right for her city.
I think it's extremely disappointing that they've decided to push ahead with what we've looked at as a flawed model here in Christchurch.
There'd be four regional representative groups, one for each entity, with a 50-50 split between local councils and Mana Whenua. They'd appoint an independent selection committee that would in turn appoint the boards to govern the entities. Auckland's Phil Goff says his council doesn't oppose reform, but does oppose this model. He says Auckland's interests would not be adequately represented.
This model means that 28% of council's assets effectively go outside of its control to a new entity in which Aucklanders are offered a minority share in an oversight committee that has no power. That is not acceptable to us.
Hastings Mayor Sandra Hazelhurst says the Havelock North Water Inquiry had led to big changes in the region, and Hawke's Bay councils had worked hard to deliver safe drinking water.
I'm absolutely devastated about today's Three Waters announcement. Our community are really, really angry. Everywhere I go, I hear people talking to me about the Three Waters. They're talking about marching, and they won't believe the approach of mandating the Three Water entity model.
Timaru's Nigel Bowen has a blunt assessment.
Confiscation of for us over $500 million worth of assets, and you know, government is saying its ownership remains with council, but it doesn't give you the same rights.
Not all mayors are adamantly opposed. Hamilton's Paula Southgate says it's disappointing to see the mandate, but she'll keep fighting for the best deal for her city.
Council has unanimously decided at this stage to work with government and to continue to press for what's right with us. We did unanimously agree that we wanted further community engagement.
The Minister Nanaia Mahuta says the case for change is strong. She says some mayors have been spreading misinformation to protect their own interests.
Councils will continue to own water assets alongside other councils within an entity. So again, I want to be really clear, for those councils who are still perpetuating that myth, it is deliberate and it is misinformed.
The National Party's Chris Luxon says the government's now shown its hand.
There's a big sort of asset grab, it's a big drive around centralisation. Frankly, it's taking power and control away from communities. And what the Minister said, we're all in on the legislated four-entity model. But that model is fundamentally broken, it's unworkable.
National would repeal the legislation and return the assets to councils. ACT leader David Seymour making a similar commitment.
Well, if the government steals it, ACT will be campaigning to return stolen property.
The plan is now to have legislation introduced by the end of the year that will establish the four entities and mandate council participation. That would pass sometime next year, with the aim of having the entities in place and operational by July 2024.